There's technologies that have existed for decades where these technologies were absolutely proven and known to, you know, kill cancer cells, reverse the, you know, AIDS virus and things like that. And these technologies and modalities have been not embraced well in America because here our healthcare system is motivated by money. It's a business. Keeping people sick is a better way of making money than, you know, getting people
natural
better.
Natural healing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of The Mindful Space. We are back in LA, California, and we are bringing you a very special guest. We have Celine. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Great. Awesome. Enjoying the weather in LA.
Yes.
A little too cold for me coming from Florida, but
I bet.
I can handle it. Do you mind introducing yourself? What is it that you do? How long you've been here in Cali?
Absolutely. I've been into natural healing and holistic wellness pretty much all my life. As long as I can remember, I've had some affiliation with that. I've been here in California for over 15 years. My company, Ensoleil, is a wellness center located in Calabasas, California. Mm-hmm. And we have other sites that we have locations at, but it's been an amazing journey here in California because, again, the people are more open and receptive to other ways of healing other than just the traditional medical way.
Exactly. And that is our topic today. We are going to dive deep into natural ways of healing and brain optimization. Mm-hmm. So to start off the conversation, do you mind telling us what natural healing means to you? How can somebody heal themselves naturally in like a general way to start?
Absolutely. First of all, we have to realize that our brain and our body is designed to heal. We are literally, our bodies want to heal. It is designed. The only reason that something doesn't heal in our bodies is because we are not building our immune system strong enough for our immune system to take charge in that. We are living in an environment where we have lots of toxins and issues with the environment and food and all these things take a toll on us. And the stress is the number one cause of disease and illness. But our bodies, when put in a position to heal, our brain and body can heal and wants to heal.
So when we talk about natural healing, one of your you're specialized in brain optimization. Mm-hmm. What is that?
So I first got introduced with the natural healing modalities that we typically hear of, Reiki, acupuncture, acupressure, massage therapy, these types of things. I was here in California and had my practice going, and a good friend of mine came to me, Mariel Hemingway, the daughter of Ernest Hemingway.
Oh, wow.
And she, granddaughter. And she said, listen, I really know that you are great at what you do, but have you heard of something called brain optimization? And this is over 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
This is a while ago. And she introduced this whole thing about the brain. And I'm like, wow, I was really fascinated. I was a little bit, you know, reserved, but open-minded to checking it out. And she said, yes, she had was introduced about brain optimization and would I be willing to get trained and licensed and certified on this modality. And I thought, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Because I learned that the brain is the master control center for everything in our body. It helps our decision making, our behavior, our feelings, our mood, our motivation, all of our automatic functioning is driven by our brain. So I thought, wow, what a great place to really work and learn about. And when I got licensed and certified in this modality, it was, again, natural, all natural, a way for the brain to see itself and heal itself. So what I mean by that is when we have a cut on our hand, our eyes communicate to our brain, hey, there's a cut, and our brain does whatever it needs to do to heal this cut, right? Okay. Our brain doesn't really have a way when we've had stress or a trauma, our brain and our brain tries to put us into a state of fight or flight or freeze mode as a survival mechanism that our brain does to shut something down or turn something on, our brain sometimes gets in a stuck pattern. So our brain doesn't really know if there's still trauma going on, right? So we have a way now to put sensors on the scalp and read the frequencies that the brain is emitting into the computer. And then the computer can see the brain
waves.
And our brain is similar to blood pressure, for example. It's natural to be flexible. You know, we get angry, our blood pressure is high and high and low. And so the brain works very much the same way. You know, it's flexible. But when our brain gets in a stressful or traumatic event, it sometimes it can be in a stuck state. Like, let's say a stroke person can get stuck and the brain is in trauma, so it might close down the mobility of the use of an arm or the ability to speak, things like that. So when we are using this technology, we put the sensors on the scalp, we're reading the brain frequencies into the computer, and the computer then recognizes when the brain is in a stuck pattern and can we're basically mirroring the brain back to itself so that the brain can have like this acoustic mirror of itself. And the brain is now seeing itself and can release itself from these stuck patterns. The brain is also creating new neuropathways and establishing these new neuropathways so that the information can then go there. Like, for example, math is typically, you know, happens in our parietals, back in the back part of the brain. Even if, you know, someone has a brain injury or brain surgery, the new neuropathways can reprogram so that, let's say, math is then worked on in a different part of the brain. And it's just a brilliant area to work with people. Literally over 85% of the people we saw that come for the brain optimization, we were able to resolve their issue. And again, it's not us, you know, curing the person, or it was really facilitating an environment so that their brain can see itself and heal and resolve anything emotional as well as physical. Like, we had people come in to our office that had addiction, for example.
Okay.
And of course, there are times when, you know, addiction can be driven by emotional or mental issues, but also it can be driven by physical. Let's say someone has this chronic pain and it's, you know, they don't know why they have this chronic pain. So they start taking pain meds and, you know, just like it spills over.
And then one thing leads to another.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's been such an amazing venture for us to offer this type of modality, and really successful when you work with the brain.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds so complex, but at the same time, I think I get the point. So what would a session look like? You said you put
The sensors on
the sensors on the scalp, and then it just reads the waves. And then what does someone do with that information?
So the brain is receiving the information. And that's what's really great, is because it's not a one-directional, like, let's say you want to sleep, and it's not like a biofeedback where it's one-directional. This is literally taking information from your brain, and your brain is driving your brain's healing process. And the brain will heal from the inside out on its own terms. So when we are facilitating the brain to see itself, the brain recognizes, oh, the left kidney is working better than the right kidney. We need to, you know, help with that. Oh, this person is in fight or flight. Therefore, they're not able to sleep into the deep sleeps that is essential for us to have optimal health. So it regulates everything emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually. It's incredible what it can do.
What are the best benefits of doing this kind of modality? I don't want to call it therapy.
I mean, brain optimization is awesome. Anything with mental wellness, first and foremost, you know, anxiety, depression, ADHD, schizophrenia, negative thinking, stress, insomnia, sleep, anything like the mental stuff, but also, you know, anything that shows up in our physical body as pain is usually driven from an emotional event. And that's interesting, other than, let's say, a car accident where, you know, you have a physical injury. But, you know, emotional issues then eventually show up as pain, as a way of your body saying, hey, something's not right here.
Yeah. And how long do the sessions usually last? And how many sessions do you recommend to treat, I don't know, anxiety or
like that.
Sleeping?
Mm-hmm. So everybody is unique and everybody is individual, and it's amazing. Every brain is as unique as a fingerprint. That's why I haven't gotten bored in working with people's brains. I mean, seriously, it was incredible. When clients would come in the early stages of doing this, I would literally tell people, okay, you don't even have to tell me what's going on. I'm going to hook the sensors to your head. I'm going to have my computer program, and I'm going to be able to see what's going on in the brain. And I would be able to see whether the person had some sort of an addiction. I would be able to see if the person's angry, had anger issues, whatever it is. I could see it all in the brain. And it wasn't until later that, you know, I started getting more flexibility to offer insurance. And then I would literally have to kind of know what's going on first and what they were diagnosed with.
Okay.
When we look at a diagnosis or hear about a diagnosis, because we don't diagnose, but sometimes people come and say, I've been diagnosed with this or that, bipolar. And we look at kind of like, okay, how long has this existed? Is it just a, you know, this month that it started to happen, or has this been happening, you know, for the last 10 years of your life? So we usually start somewhere with someone who's had years of this, you know, 10 to 20 sessions is, you know, about average.
Average.
We have more than one brain technology. It's no two people are alike, so it's not cookie cutter. So it might work for one person, may not work for another. For example, working with autistic kids, they do not like anything attached to themselves, right? Okay. And there are those people, like, for example, when we worked on people who were really in extreme PTSD, hypervigilance of, like, for example, people who were working in veterans, for example, or even when there's the Las Vegas shooting, you know, extreme fight or flight, these people couldn't close their eyes. They couldn't lay down and relax. So we have multiple brain technologies, and we have some that a person might hear music and there's skipping as a way of communicating to the brain. There are others where, as the driver of the brain, I can say, okay, let, for example, someone comes in and they are suicidal and they're like, listen, I'm going to kill myself tonight. And I'm like, okay, let's work on the brain. And so I know exactly where to go. And I'm like, okay, hey, brain, look here. Hey, brain, look here. And I know exactly. And I can see the system. And I'm like, okay, I can see immediately where their brain is at, if it's suppressed or where it's at. And I can then feel with confidence that the person is going to go home and feeling amazing after. And people do, even with one brain session, feel a difference.
So they do feel the difference.
Even immediately.
Just with one session.
Yep, absolutely. And usually two sessions per week, we advise so that the brain can continue to keep making progress.
Okay.
If in the beginning someone has had something for a period of time and they're not doing it at least two times a week, sometimes the brain can start to, you know, fall back because, of, you know, we have that programming in our brain.
You do something called light therapy, right? Does that go hand in hand with the brain optimization? Is that part of it? Is that something separate?
Yeah. So the light therapy was something that I sought out as a way to address traumatic brain injury. Because when you have a brain injury, you have inflammation. And there happened to have been a client that came in. He fell from a Home Depot lift onto cement. And they really were concerned about his brain. And I wanted to do the brain optimization. And his head was like the size of a lampshade. And I'm like, my God, we have to get rid of the inflammation so that we have blood flow and we have proper, you know, access to the brain. So then I sought out, you know, really high quality FDA cleared light therapy pads that are low-level polychromatic light that help with pain, inflammation, and produces nitric oxide in the cells for faster healing. Then when I did that on the brain, I'm like, wow, this is amazing, because now, of course, my main thing is, of course, to work on the brain, but now I can address something physical. I can work on someone's knee or their foot or their back or whatever it is.
Or together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, so it's been really excellent to help people heal from injuries that might have been even 30 years old, a broken bone, or saved people. We've helped people avoid surgeries, carpal tunnel surgery.
Oh, really?
Knee surgery, back surgeries, you name it. There's this one client, young boy, very tragic story, actually. He and his twin brother lived in Brazil, And I got a call from his mother, who was in Florida, and she said, my son just tried to commit suicide because he witnessed his brother get killed in front of him, and it was very traumatic. He was suicidal, and he tried to kill himself on his motorcycle. Well, he came into our office, and he was in a state where he had such damage to his spine and his neck, and he was in so much pain, he couldn't have surgery because it was too dangerous for him.
Okay.
And he was not in a good mental place, but he was in so much pain. And so we just did the light therapy and the brain optimization at the same time. And within a week, he had full range of motion, off of all his pain meds. He was in a great mental space. I mean, and then he went on to get into boxing. And I'm like, okay, great. Anyway.
So you mentioned FDA approved for the light therapy, right? Was it not always the case? Because I know you do a lot of modalities that might not be very Americanized or American approved.
Yeah. You know, we have some of the world's leading modalities and technologies. I do travel a lot on purpose. I love to travel, of course, but I meet other healers, and I have this global network of connections and healers, and I'm always being introduced to new technologies and modalities that aren't even known and accessible here in the United States. And many of them are not even allowed because, not FDA cleared, not FDA approved. So there's technologies that have existed for decades where these technologies were absolutely proven and known to, you know, kill cancer cells and reverse the, you know, AIDS virus and things like that. And these technologies and modalities have been not embraced well in America because here our healthcare system is motivated by money. It's a business. Keeping people sick is a better way of making money than, you know, getting people
natural
better.
Natural healing them. Yeah,
exactly. So having, you know, that whole realization, one of my favorite stories actually is I was in a hospital. It was Sunday, and this people found me at this family, and the mother had a stroke. She was in a coma, and it was Monday when I was going to do an assessment on her brain, and Friday they were going to pull life support from her. And they were told by the doctors that she was brain dead and there was nothing to do. But the two daughters, they were like, we really just want to know that, you know, our mom had a zest for living and we just want to know that we've done everything we could.
Exactly.
So I was amazed that we did the brain optimization, saw that she had all the seven brain lobes, you know, alive. And I'm like, just because they're awake doesn't mean, you know, we're going to make the progress that we need to. Although we did. I mean, we were able to get her out of the coma the next day. Her paralyzed self was moving on the third day. She spoke on the fourth day. But then on the fifth day, I was just like, and anyone can go on our website and look at this testimonial. It's absolutely amazing. But what happened was the family was so upset, like, you told us our mother was brain dead. Yeah. Well, the doctors came in, there was two, and they were like being asked this question, and the doctors responded, listen, she has access to technology we don't have access to and we don't even know about, and vice versa. She doesn't have access to our stuff. And there, you know, we think about holistic and natural wellness as not as advanced. In fact, actually, it's more. You know, medications and surgeries are what is taught in the Western world by doctors. That's what they're taught. That's what they know. But these are not solutions. We, as, you know, holistic, natural providers, we want to get to the root cause. We want to resolve the problem. We don't want to just Band-Aid it. So these are amazing technologies and modalities that have been living underground, so to speak, and kind of brought back in. Another great story was I had a young child who came in, and the parents thought he had ADHD, and they wanted me to look at the brain. And I said, nope, his brain is balanced. Everything looks great. And I was like, oh my gosh, what could be the issue? Because he was kicked out of school. He was just not himself, like he was jumping out of his skin. And again, I accessed my global network of amazing providers who referred me to this Russian scientist and researcher. And he said, well, we have this amazing scanner. It can read energy. And we are energy, right? So, and everything is energy. And you can measure energy. You can measure energy of love and hate. You can measure energy of cold and hot or a virus. Anything can be measured and read. So he showed me this scanning system. It's a bioresonance scanner where you can actually non-invasively and non-harmfully read a person's body. And so I immediately said, yes, I have to have this. And we read this. Exactly. Immediately.
I'll take two.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it was so enlightening. So we did this scan on this young boy, and his brain was full of parasites. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
And I'm a mother, too. And that was mortifying for me to even have to even share with the parents. But that got me into frequency healing. Mm-hmm. And these systems aren't even known here in the United States. But when you go to Denmark and France and Switzerland, these are very common in hospitals and clinics and used by doctors and scientists and researchers. And absolutely, because their healing is to help people, right? Okay. And doctors are incentivized differently. Here, our doctors, unfortunately, a lot of them, it's great and not to knock doctors, love them. But like a lot of times, big pharma gets involved and starts to corrupt and like, okay, doctor, we'll give you $500 for every person you put on this medication. And it becomes this whole money-making endeavor, right?
Exactly.
And it's, we want to keep us people sick. We don't want to hear about people getting better. And that's why, you know, a lot of times when clients come to me and they've suffered for 10, 30 years or so, and we get them better in under 30 days or in weeks or days.
Yeah, that's insane.
They get so elated and so happy and relieved. But then the second thought is they get angry and they're like, well, why did it take me this much time suffering and dealing with all that I had to do, multiple surgeries and medications and just all this misery and pain? And then this was just resolved just so easily. Why didn't I know about you? Why didn't I hear about you? And I said, because we are
the underdog.
Exactly. And it's not favorable for people to know about how natural healing can actually work. Solution and the ideal solution. And if everybody knew about it, we would avoid medications and surgeries, which actually we should be taught. And I grew up in the day when something was wrong and you go to the doctor, right? But it's really, we should go back even further to our ancestors who taught us, you know, let's, you know, use this, you know, the earth and what God gave us as medicine. Food is thy medicine. You know, there's everything at our disposal. Our bodies are absolutely designed to heal, and everything we need to heal is in nature all around us. And with herbs, with essential oils, with behavior patterns, staying out of stress, there's so much we can do to help our body heal.
In a natural way.
Absolutely.
And sometimes the combination, it's okay too. It just, you know, depends, because we don't want to discard the whole medical field.
Yeah.
But there are other ways.
Absolutely.
And I feel like it's everyone's right to know your options.
Absolutely.
And then you choose whatever's best for you, you know?
Yeah. And what's great is if someone is on the fence, let's say they have cancer and they decide, I want to do chemotherapy and radiation, which is really horrible on the immune system and the body, but we as holistic providers, we can help to boost the immune system and keep the immune system strong while their body is being disrupted by this, you know, horrible toxin to kill their cancer. There's so many options what people can do to blend the two. We had a client that had some procedure done and they had this bacteria grow in their body. And absolutely, this was like known as leprosy, for example. It literally eats away at the skin. And we're seeing these things more commonly. But for example, we had a client who happened to have one of these procedures that melts fat and her body, it was injected and it caused a bacteria in her body. And it was also known as like leprosy. It's a flesh-eating bacteria. And so in those instances, I'm like, absolutely, you need medication. Because certain things
bacteria
are so rampant and we have to. And like, you know, if I got in a car accident, my guts are spilled out, you know, on the, yes, I need a doctor to, you know, put me back together.
Exactly.
But it's good to know. And that's the thing, like, I like to have people just be aware of their options, because a lot of people just don't know. They just don't know.
Yeah, they don't. I didn't know half of the things you're talking about. So.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, too, because with the whole pandemic that's taken place, it really helped us have to refigure everything and like, okay, how can we continue to help people when they're not stepping foot inside our office? And so we have even devices like this that I'm yes. hanging around my neck, a frequency device that when people can't come to our office, we can send devices to people's homes where mm-hmm. they can do home healing. And we can also work in the quantum, which is just unbelievable, another step into mm-hmm. next level healing. And you could send frequencies to people without even being near them, you know.
So how does that work?
So a device like this, we have, like I said, multiple different types of devices. Mm-hmm. But let's say you had insomnia or depression or anxiety, or even let's say you wanted to protect yourself from the coronavirus. This is a device that has programs on it, and those programs have the frequencies built in so that when you press play, mm-hmm. let's just say someone has a bacteria or a virus, you can turn this on and it will kill the virus or the bacteria or the pathogen without harming the body. So just imagine if a parasite vibrated at 59, and what this is doing is it's inverting it, like negative 59, so it's killing the parasite without harming the body. So it can obliterate, you know, cancer cells, yeah. for example, or whatever it needs to do. It also can send frequencies to the body that are healthy, that'll help renew and restore those, even like immune system restore, energy restore. It's amazing. It's like a doctor in the pocket. And
so do you
highly
just carry it around?
Yeah, I think it's always good to have.
That's
I mean,
great.
If you notice, you're like, okay, I'm getting a runny nose, or I am feeling stressed, or whatever it is, it's a great tool. And that's what I like to tell people too, is let people know that there are these things like life tools that mm-hmm. can help facilitate their well-being.
Exactly. So many different, not modalities, but techniques and, mm-hmm. and instruments that you have and machinery
yeah.
that, I mean, I had never heard about brain optimization, maybe like once or twice, but I didn't really get the core of it.
Yeah.
So I'm loving all this information. Mm-hmm. On top of all of this, the high frequency, the brain optimization, you also offer the services of Reiki, and you do the tapping mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind going a little bit into that
sure.
and how can that help our mm-hmm. mental health
mm-hmm.
Or absolutely. Wellness in general?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's interesting, when I first got introduced to natural healing through my aunt, for example, I was about 10 years old, and it was about herbs and essential oils. And then I, you know, fast forward, started to develop the skills and interests in hearing about Reiki mm-hmm. and tapping. These are wonderful ways of healing, and it's more common than a technology doing it. And so essentially, you know, yes, I learned and got certified on how to be a vessel for energy. You know, we can use energy and intention to direct energy to a person, you know, mm-hmm. instead of touching a person with massage therapy, you're bringing energy through your body, even without touching someone, you're literally channeling or mm-hmm. sending energy through, working with a person's body and their energy field. There, what we've shifted, or what I've shifted to, because I can only do one person at a time, right?
Of course.
And I'm like, how can I'm constantly like that. I'm like, okay, how can I help more people? And so it's through these technologies and these modalities mm-hmm. that can allow us to be able to do thousands and hundreds of people at one time.
Of course, yeah.
And I love energy healing, and tapping is kind of like a way of opening up energy centers in the body, just even as Reiki, and we have these energy centers, and unlocking the flow of energy flowing through our body. Our, you know, we have to have the channels of energy open. We have an
yeah.
energy body.
To be able
we
to
are
receive.
Energy. So there's so many layers to our complex selves, but ultimately we're energy, and we can use energy to shift energy.
Exactly. Correct. Again, there's so many different modalities and different tools that somebody can use to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that I'm able here to talk to so many different people, and we go from, like, you know, CBT therapy
right.
to
yeah.
Reiki.
Yeah.
Like, I just want people to know that they have options.
Absolutely.
For anything.
Absolutely. And that's what I tell people too. I'm like, okay, yes, we offer this plethora of super advanced technology. We can work remotely in the quantum, in, you know, in person, physically, non-physically, all this stuff. But what also I think we need to do is start to bring awareness and educate others about, okay, what if I don't have the technology? What if, mm-hmm. you know, what can I do as just, you know, not, maybe you don't have the money or, you know, whatever it is,
yeah.
what can people do? And I, you know, we take care of our teeth by brushing our teeth. We take a daily shower, keeping our bodies clean, but we need to do something much more these days. And a lot of people don't realize how much their bodies are affected with stress, the mental stress was then turns into a physical issue, but also even above and beyond that, the toxins that are constantly we're being bombarded with. So when we sleep at night, if, and let's hope, we get the good quality yeah. sleep that we need
Hopefully.
So that our body can detox, and that if we don't get the deep sleep, then our body doesn't go into detox mode, and then our immune system doesn't fire up, and then it just is the snowball effect. Well, here's what's happening today, especially is, you know, even though we're in beautiful California, we do have chemtrails that drop chemicals into mm-hmm. our environment. We do have 5G towers that are causing cancer and causing a lot of people to be sick. We do drink water that has fluoride in them. I love, you know, educating people about what's going on. For going back to our bioresonance scanner, it literally will show what's in the person's body, you know, all the heavy metals, the parasites, the chemicals, the, you know, the toxicity that people have. And people constantly are like, well, my gosh, how do I get that? And we need to be educated that we have these toxins constantly bombarding yeah. us all the time, the food we eat, even organic food, and as much as
yeah,
we can
try. Yeah, the pesticides.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And now I always absolutely say, you know, you're going to be way safer with non-GMO and organic food, and it's awesome. But at the same token, there are tools even like, you know, a Yuka yeah. app, for example, you can download on your cell phone and scan everything. I was aware of these toxins, but what I didn't realize is how badly they affected our body. So I would get someone into my office, they have fibromyalgia, they have this or that or that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? What? I mean, they're like, oh, I have this allergy and I'm, mm-hmm. you know, scratching, and I've got these scabs and all this stuff. And we look at the scan and the scan will show, you've got formaldehyde. And I'm like, okay, well, where's formaldehyde coming from? Oh my gosh, it's your cleaner. Oh my gosh, you have fibromyalgia because of your dryer sheets that you're using. Like, now we're starting to link all of these things back. So that's why we got to go back to really starting to develop a mindset that we just have to start detoxing ourselves mentally, emotionally, spiritually, living in a way where we have to know that we have to do things to detox ourselves and prevent. There's not going to be anything perfect, right? We're no matter what we do, however extreme, we have to get ourselves into that habit of knowing that we have to detox ourselves.
Exactly.
Whether it's even in meditation or staying away from media and TV and social media, those are toxins too, right? So we have to recognize what we are doing to our body and what we can do to prevent it.
Yeah, or at least have a balance.
Absolutely.
Right? And everybody has a different balance, but definitely learn your own balance and how to combine the social media with the meditation, maybe.
Yes, it's realizing, you know, we're steering so much into this toxic ways and world, not even knowing how badly they are affecting our health, especially in the long term. And think simple things that we can do to incorporate in our life to de-stress, to decompress, to detox, you know, whether it's a foot bath or, a detox bath or, you know, some sort of cleansing, you know.
So talking about self-healing, what would be a good technique for someone to do at home? Is there something easy somebody can do to start that healing detox process?
Yeah, there's so many things, coming to my mind, but, and then there's so many new therapies that are being introduced that are amazing as well, but even things like a bath that has Epsom salts and baking soda and borax and a little DMSO and taking a 20-minute bath can even detox ourselves from the harmful effects of, for example, the vaccinations that our people are having issues with. There's watching what we put into our body. Mm-hmm. So it's even our makeup has toxins. Our skin is our biggest organ. And when we put on perfume, the shampoo, and again, I'm not trying to at all instill fear into anyone. That's a toxin in itself.
Yeah.
Fear will kill you faster than anything, right?
Yeah.
So we have to just be educated and aware and continually try to educate ourselves to minimize these toxicities and try to recreate, like you said, the balance back into our life to level off that.
Right? I feel like nowadays you go online and everything's bad. You eat this is bad. Yeah. This is better. And then the next week it's like, nope, that's bad. That gives you cancer. Yeah. At this point, I'm like, well, what do I eat? Do I just drink water? Wait, no, water is bad too.
Right? I know.
It's crazy.
It is. So, and that's why we're all unique in ourselves. Yeah. What works for me is going to be something different that works for you. And again, bringing back to just making sure that we're bringing awareness to people, letting people know that options. And a lot of information is suppressed on our news, our social media.
Yeah, do your own research.
Yes, do your own research. Don't even trust what I'm saying. Do your own research.
Exactly.
Here, if you go digging, and you will find, you know, there's free speech and free information that can be available through a lot of different sites. And again, you have to do your own research, but you can start to find out what would work for you and start to be able to lead your own path into natural healing and wellness.
Perfect. Oh, well, I love this conversation. I want to say thank you again for taking the time.
Absolutely.
For coming here and talking about a very important subject and, you know, spreading knowledge and awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I loved it.
Thank you for having me.
No,
of course. It was really great.
Thank you guys for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a comment, let us know what you thought of this interview, and I will see you next week. Bye.